Shalom lechulam. Anachnu korim yachad.
Hello everyone, we are reading together in the study of the 10 Sefirot. Let's rage a mutual prayer and enter this reading with the introduction video of Rav. Rav, we are in part 4. This is a part that speaks about the 10 Sefirot of Akudim. And here we scrutinize in the 10 Sefirot, because 10 Sefirot, that's the whole creation, the entire reality. So we are speaking in this entire reality, what's in it. Reflected light, and direct lights, and surrounding lights, and internal, and from what parts of the vessel is made of. All in all, there is one light, which is the appearance of the Creator to the created being. And already depends on the created being, how he receives this the light. And it depends on the created being alone, if he receives it as the light of chassadim or light of chokhmah or internal or surrounding or rejecting or passing onwards the pleasure. There are thousands of different behaviors of the created being upon each and every behavior we name differently. Reader, we are reading together in the study of Ten Sefirot in Volume 1, Part 4, and we reached item number 5. The headline, prior to the existence of Akudim, the upper light, there are no vessels prior to Akudim, meaning in the 10 Sefirot of the Rosh of Ak. Number 5. Prior to the existence of Akudim, the upper light could not clothe any vessel. That is because the vessels could not target it. And the light did not clothe the vessel until the expansion of that great light reached the phase of Akudim. Then the existence of a single vessel for that great light has been made. And there began a certain limitation of the light in Atzilut, which could not have been done thus far.
Clip.
Video. Rav, Rosh, this is Rosh, this is Guf.
Birosh.
And Rosh, the head, I need to feel the deficiency of the upper one.
Achap shel Elyon.
Achap of the upper one. Who wants to give to me.
Ani oseh kan.
I make here
Doche.
Masach screen, I reject my body, receive the goof of the upper as a place in which I need to give pleasure now, then I add the goof of the upper one to my Rosh. And my goof, I do not take under consideration. And in that way, I work. That is called that the calculations are first made in the head. After I made this calculation, only according to the deficiency of the upper one. After that, when I assembled all this mold, after this I turned to myself, because all in all, how will I give him pleasure? From my Rosh, I cannot give pleasure to him. Pleasure I can give to him only if I enjoy. Then I start receiving from him inside my body, in my goof, pleasures.
Yes, because
then I am sure that the pleasures that I will feel they would be felt in him. So first, the decision in the Rosh, the calculation is in the Rosh, everything is in the Rosh, and that's in the connection with the upper one, where I take his deficiencies, and then after, when I made my relations with the upper one, with his deficiencies, only to fulfill them, then I take my goof, my body, and I add it to the plan, and I fill it up, and in fact, I fill the upper one. Meaning, what later, when I make this calculation from the goof and Rosh, and in the goof, there is light that is expanding to what? This inner light. What does it tell me? It tells me how much did I fulfill the Creator, but you fulfill yourself. Yeah, that's right. But in that, I feel the Creator. Turns out that in the toch of the Pratzuf, we are together, him and me. This is the place of our encounter.
We
continue
Resh Tet Vav בטור א' למעלה, באור פנימי של אות למד, דבר
inner light of item 30.
רואה. ואינך רואה,
שאף
על פי
שעשר
סירות לראש מצד תכונתן עצמן, הן מסתלקות מליבה לכלי קבלה, כי כן פירושו של האור החוזר,
You see that although from the perspective of their own quality, the ten sefirot of the Rosh depart from coming into the vessel of reception, as this is the meaning of reflected light that rises from below upward, meaning to the emanator and not to the emanated being, as was written above. Nevertheless, all the light that is actually received in the goof, only from the ten sefirot of the Rosh that expand in it from above downward, as explained in item 30. For this reason, the ten sefirot of the Rosh are considered to have the ten potential sefirot, but not actual. It means that the actual clothing of the light in the vessels is not at all in the Rosh, but only the potential and the root from which this clothing will be extended. That is why the Rosh is called En Sof, or Keter.
או קטר, והבן זה מאוד. וזה שאומר הרב, ואז,
The Ari wrote then, meaning after the light expanded in the goof of the Pratsuf, called Akudim, the existence of a single vessel for that great light has been made, and there began a certain limitation of the light in it, which could not have been done thus far. It means that before the Akudim, meaning in the Malchut of the Rosh, there could not be any limitation there, because when Malchut limits and raises reflected light in the ten sefirot of the Rosh, this limitation is actual bestowal. Since the greater the limitation, the greater the measure of bestowal. The limitation of phase 4 extends the level of Keter, and a smaller limitation, meaning only on phase 3, extends only the level of Chochmah. Thus, no limitation is discerned in the Rosh whatsoever.
Clip.
בעולמות אנחנו דיברנו שיש לנו עולם ה...
In the world, we talked that we have the world of Akudim, which is one vessel, the world of Adam Kadmon, then the world of Nikudim, where there is Already in that world, the beginning of the vessels, desires that are revealed in the worlds of
Akudim, Nikudim, Brudim.
Pudim, Akudim, Nikudim, Pudim, which are worlds that in the states where the created beings are there, and they can ascend from there to a connection, relation with the Creator. Ram Akudim, that's Ram Adam Kadmon, Ram Nikudim, that's Salam Nikudim, that's it's called. And the words of Punim is Bria Yetzirasiya. We continue in item number 6. The headline is the vessel of Akudim is Keter. 10 vessels
Yud Kelim
Kachab Tum emerged below Akudim, and in Akudim a single vessel was made for the 10 Sefirot.
Clip.
Because in one striking by coupling, there is coupling by striking comes one light. We know when there is many entrances and exits, when the light begins departing from the vessel, and on the way of his refinement, he makes these couplings, these nekudot, dots, parzufim of nekudot. Then there is entrance of lights, and then there is the differentiation between lights and vessels, the greater lights, smaller vessels, or to the other way around, the greater vessels, smaller lights. The gap between them begins that when Galgalta is filled, there is no difference between the light and the Kli. The added Oviut in Galgalta, there's 4-3 sag, there's 3-2, and then these parts of femur are made in the difference between the vessel and the light. There's 10 vessels and 10 lights revealed, one opposed to the other. Why this is saying only Avesag? Where all the five words of Adam Kadmon? Because we have all in all lights of Chasadim, and the Partsufim of Mind Bone, the upper ones, they have no coupling, real coupling. There's only a screen to reject the lights. Therefore, reception of the light and the refinement, it's in Ab and Sag mainly. Galgalta still doesn't operate. She only received one time in coupling by striking, and it's still the tip of the yud. There is no vessels there yet. And in Ab and in Sag, there it's actually the vessels. Like we study later, that shattering of the vessels in the Portsuf of 4-3 and in the Portsuf of 3-2 and the first temple and in the second temple is Gimel Bet 3-2 Mochin of Chochmah and Mochin of Chasadim, and therefore these two illuminations, when they emerge and they enter exit from the vessels, then they make by that 10 vessels and 10 lights.
אנחנו ממשיכים בעמוד רש י' ד' דף 200.
We continue
in
item number 6, words of the Ari. However, first, the entire light was of the parts that reach Atzilut. They were all concealed in but a single vessel, and that vessel had the phase of the vessel of the upper Keter in it. Afterwards, the light expanded further down from that phase, called Akudim, and then 10 vessels were made. Item number 7, the headline is, there is a force of 10 Sefirot in the upper light. Let us begin to clarify the existence of Akudim, what it's about. Know that the upper light is the part that is fitting to clothe Atzilut. It has the force of the 10 Sefirot, although they are as yet not apparent as 10 lights, but only after the completion of Akudim. However, certainly the force of these 10 lights was there to begin with, but since the light was not limited inside the vessel, it was still not apparent that they are 10. We continue in item 40, explains 10 lights in item number 1 below. Item number 40. Meaning only after two Parzufim, Ab and Sag of Ak, emerged and were revealed. When the light entered and departed the vessel 10 times, and these entrances and exits created and distinguished the 10 separate lights.
Clip.
Video.
Ot nun. Tur bet, ot nun.
Item number 50. Explains the force of the 10 lights. Number 50. This is before they expanded to Akudim, meaning in the 10 sfirot of Rosh, where the 10 sfirot are only in potential and not in actuality.
Velo bapoal. Ot samech.
Item 60 explains the light wasn't limited in the vessel. Number 60, this limitation begins to manifest only through a coupling by striking, and the ascents of reflected light from below upward in the second look that comes after the clothing of the lights in the emanated being, meaning after Akudim. However, the light is not limited by the first look in Malchut of the Rosh. Remember that. Item 70 explains it wasn't apparent the existence of them being 10. Number 70. Even in the expansion from the Rosh downward, it was still not apparent that they are 10 lights, because the 10 lights are regarded as a single light. It is so because all the differentiation in the lights are from the perspective of the vessels in which they clothe. Since here there is only one vessel, the 10 lights are also regarded as a single light.
Clip.
Video. If I speak about the desire, what I have here, then inside the desire, I have intention in order to bestow that is called reflected light. This is called Ratzon, desire. And inside,
Or Yeshar,
direct light. That's how it is. Yeah? The reflected light that is called levush, clothing, and the oyeshar is called feeling, direct light. But still, when it expands, and that's how it fills the vessel, it doesn't fill of it in the 10 lights. The difference is when I received a package and I enjoy. Why do I enjoy? What exactly do I invite in this pleasure? No, the pleasure feels and that's it. Even when it comes from above, and there is already a calculation in the head, in the rosh, still not all the details are being revealed. But there must be here 10
הבטישות
בין ten shakes, the betishot from between the lights and the vessels. What is between the lights and the vessel? Between the inner light, yes, direct light and the reflected light. By what will I have the bitush where I know what is more and what is less? By all this system starts operating the surrounding lights. Then I start seeing how much that this system it is incomplete. Because if not for the surrounding light, it is in wholeness. There is a desire that received a correction by the reflected light and received a correction by the inner light. Only when the surrounding light, or makif, as with respect to that empty part, then I feel that I'm incomplete, meaning the surrounding light doesn't come and is felt here in all this completion, all this wholeness. Surrounding light comes and he wants to show me what is here outside these borders, that I have more, I have a more desire, empty. Not just this desire, another great desire which is empty, and in what is it awakens these 10 lights and the 10 vessels and all the deficiencies. By it is telling me that here the desire of the Creator, the will of the Creator, that actually the Creator wants this.
אנחנו ממשיכים לקרוא באות ח' כותרת המשיך אור העקודים מפה עד הטבור וחזר ונסתלק למקורו לפה. והנה כאשר רצה המעציל העליון להוציא בחינת הכלי ההוא הנקרא עקודים, מה עשה? המשיך האור שלו למטה עד מציאות סיום שיעור הראוי להיות נעשה ממנו בחינת עקודים, שהוא מפה עד הטבור, ואחר שהמשיכו, חזר ונסתלק האור ההוא למעלה במקורו בפה. עוד...
זה לא עוד הרבה זמן.
פי. פי קטנה, בטור ב' למטה, מבארת עקודים
טוב, תשמיר על זה טוב. טוב.
מלכות של ראש מכונה פה, ומלכות של גוף מכונה טבור. והתי צפירות הראשונות דגוף מתחילות להתפשט מהפה, דהיינו ממלכות של ראש, ומסתיימות בטבור, שהוא מלכות דגוף. וכל המקום שמטבור ולמטה עד סיום הגוף נבחן לספירת המלכות בלבד.
Sorry, number 80, inner light. Malchut of the Rosh is called Peh, and Malchut of the Guf is called Tabur. The first 9 spherot of the Guf begin to expand from the Peh, meaning from Malchut of the Rosh, and at the Tabur, which is Malchut of the Guf. The entire place from the Tabur down to the Siyum of the Guf is regarded only as the Sfira of Malchut. Even though there are 10 Sfirot from the Tabur down, they are regarded as reflected light and female light, and as receivers that cannot bestow. Thus, the expansion of direct light from the Peh down is considered to extend only through the Tabur, which it's where it stops because of the screen in Tabur. Item number 90 explains the secret of the look. Number 90, meaning as the second look, as the rewrote, that it comes after the light is drawn to the vessel and not before. Item 100 explains in its origin in the Peh. Number 100. It is Malchut of the Rosh, called Peh. It is regarded as the origin of the entire light that expands in the goof of the degree, because she extended it through the first look that is done in her. We move now to item number 9, words of the Ari. The headline is a record that remained after the departure of the light became a vessel. Item number 9. It is known that when the upper light expands and disappears once more, it necessarily leaves a record below. That light is the record that remains below. When the upper light departs and becomes concealed in its origin, the light of this record remains below without that upper light. Then a vessel is formed by the distancing of the remaining light, the expansion of the light and its subsequent departure caused the making of the vessel. Item number 200 in inner light, it explains the reason of the expansion and the departure of the light. 200. The vessel is made primarily through the record that remains after the departure of the light, as explained here in the words of the Ari. Hence, both are equal in the making of the vessel. Therefore, two couplings are needed here, called the first look and the second look. The first look is for the expansion of the light, while the second look is for the departure of the light. It is by these two phases of coupling that the vessels of reception of the degree are completed. As it is written, as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good, so the Lord will rejoice, etc. Rejoicing means coupling. There is an upper coupling to destroy, meaning the departure of light, as there is an upper coupling to do good, meaning expansion of light. For that reason, they are both called rejoicing. An ending video. Rav. The thing is simple. We have Oh and Sof, light of and Sof. Then we have light of Adam Kadmon, Akudim, all the way to Tabur. This is the Peh here above, and from the Tabur downward we have light of Atzilut. That is Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction, according to Chesed Din Rachamim, mercy. Here we have Zon, Naran Chai. Five lights, five vessels. Here we have all the lights of Naran at all, and the Chaya and Yechida as surrounding. Then we have the words of Abia, of Bia, sorry, with the lights of Tolada, of birth. We have many, we see degrees in which the lights are going and being weaker, fewer. But the fewer the lights are, the vessels can distinguish them and be more connected with them. The light of Insof, you don't see the vessel at all. You don't see the Malchut. In the world of Olam Kadmon, here at least in this division between the lights and the vessels, we see everything inside of one Malchut vessel. The world of Atzilut, we receive the light from the world of Adam Kadmon through the Tabur. The light that reaches the world of Atzilut, although it is already divided here to Kachabzon and Anchai, but with respect to the world of Atzilut, it is called light of Ensof. Why? Because the world of Atzilut is all made according to the second restriction, and the light that reaches according to the first restriction comes the light of Ten Sfirot, but when it hits the vessel of second restriction, vessel of second restriction feels it as light that cannot limit, comprehend, understand. It comes from another dimension. It can't enter my vessel. It doesn't come in the same dressing. It's not arranged like me. So what to do? Then although the light comes from a higher degree that it is already limited, but to the lower degree, this light is already still called light of Insof. And you cannot differentiate it from something. Every lower degree that receives the light from an upper degree, for her is the light of Insof, because for her, vessels is unlimited. I cannot comprehend it, cannot measure it. Let's say my measurement is that I can weigh up to 10 kgs, and you put something on this weight that I don't know how much my scale doesn't, the scale just moves unlimitedly. There's no way of measuring it. So for me, that's Ensof. Ensof, that's no limit, that I cannot limit it in my vessel and say, this is how it is, according to qualities, color, that there is no limitation. That means that there is no Sof, no end, limitless. So the light of Adam Kadmon, although in the world of Adam Kadmon, that's already tense field with respect to the world of Atzilut, that is the light of Ensof. Peter, thank you everyone.